200 yards in the distance, I see a group of school children being trained in tennis. They have three coaches, one of whom is particularly shouty. You may even be able to hear him now. Anyway, the interesting thing is that he intends to organise them using the sergeant major approach. As they started, he shouted, "Don't pick up your rackets, put them down." The rackets were duly laid across the fencing. He then proceeded to train. At this point, he shouted, "Still, don't pick up your rackets." His voice had raised a higher pitch. To my astonishment, the wire quivered and all the tennis rackets fell onto the ground. Could it really have been the sound of his voice, the vibration? I don't know. Stranger things happen.
"Did you see that, Holmes?" I exclaimed. My friend had been dozing gently in the veranda to the tennis club. We had solved the case of the vanishing tennis balls. A fox had been appropriating them. "I see a group lesson for school children continuing on the distant courts, well away from those allocated to members. I wanted to show that I too, as a highly trained physician, could observe and draw conclusions from my observations. The mysterious way the rackets fell over without any intervention, as if by some inexplicable force. Come, Watson, you, a man of science subscribing to mystic forces." For once he had taken the bait. "Of course not, Holmes. There's a perfectly rational explanation." "Indeed, and how have you reached that explanation?" "It was the coach. He has a more stentorian voice." "Enough to make the wire netting vibrate and disturb the rackets?" "Precisely, Holmes." "Precisely, but not entirely correct." "How so?" I asked, now conscious I may have misread the situation. "The coach had an accomplice, although not one aware of his role in this business. But you noticed him, no doubt. The student who arrived late, looking like snail, creeping unwillingly to his tennis training." "He was sulking," I agreed, "deliberately obstructive." Holmes changed track, as he often does. "How many rackets were there up against the netting when the coach shouted, 'Put your racket down?" "Five." "No, six. The snail added his reluctantly. And thereafter he did everything to oppose instructions. And when the coach saw him picking up his racket, he called out for him to put it back. That was the most noisy shout of the day, which I believe caused the entire netting to vibrate and the rackets to fall down." "How many fell down?" Holmes asked. "Six." "No, wait," I said. I ran the scene back in my memory. "There were five." "Indeed. And even as the coach was shouting, the young troublemaker had smashed his racket into the netting, thinking he would not be noticed, causing all the rackets to jump and fall over."
"Exactly."
"Remarkable, Holmes. How do you do it?"
"Everyday creativity, my dear Watson. Everyday creativity."